Good morning, Anchor. This is Angela Hubbs. I hope you're having an amazing Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Today is day 8 of my 10-day Design Your Lifestyle Challenge. Last week, I'm just going to give you a recap of what we've kind of covered so far. So we started last Monday as our Intention Monday. It is really important that you create an intention for yourself, goals for yourself. And remember that there's 4 areas of your life that you want to look at. You actually want to look at your mindset, your body, your relationships, and your money. And in fact, that's what we did this particular Monday, day 6. We really looked at what's your intention with money. And we talked about how to take those intentions and then start to move in the direction that you want to go. Tuesdays are all about taking back your morning. And I am a huge advocate. If you've listened to me at all, I talk about this a lot, this idea of really creating habits, rituals, and routines that have you creating the life that you want by design. When you design your habits, everything that you do every day, then one day at a time, without it having to be mental power, you're actually building what it is that you intended for yourself. The problem is we don't take active control of our habits. And so it ends up being what we fall into. Let me give you just a picture. Just look at your body today. Your body today is a result of the habits that you've created up to this moment. So if you have a habit of getting home and eating chips or snacks that are in the cabinet, your body is going to reflect that. If you have a habit of getting up first thing in the morning and going for a run and doing 10 miles, your body's going to look like that's your habit. So the idea in every realm is to create habits, especially in the morning, because that's when your power is the highest. We looked at last Wednesday, we really looked at stepping forward into movement. Now, I called it Workout Wednesday, but the idea is you don't have to go to a gym. You don't have to go lift stuff that's really heavy. You don't have to get on a treadmill. You just have to make movement part of who you are so that as you move your body, it bleeds into all the other parts of your life. Last Thursday is Thankful Thursday. And so last week we looked at all of the relationships that we have, and particularly the relationship we have with ourselves, and how to find gratitude in the now in that relationship. And then Friday we really looked at assessing, is what we're doing working? And I offered a free assessment. And when you do the assessment, you look at what you learn about yourself when you really put numbers around those 4 areas of your life: your mind, your body, your relationships, and your money. And so today we are back to Workout Wednesday. And last week, remember that we learned that movement isn't supposed to be torture. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be enlivening and energetic. It's supposed to make you feel alive. So today we're going to take it to the next level. I really want you to feel strong and filled with energy and excited about the life you get to create for yourself. And so I'm actually going to do a workout on my Facebook group. So if that's something you're interested in, make sure that you find me, friend me, message me on Facebook. Angela Hubbs, H-U-B-B-S is my last name. Or you could go to Angela Hubbs Fitness Professional. You can do that as well. And I think what I wanted to do for you right now is imagine you are walking. So I'm going to try to kind of walk you through. Before I so very rudely cut myself off, what I want to do today is run you through kind of a fun little workout that you can do anytime, anywhere, anyplace. So All right, my friends. I want you to stand up and just feel the beat. All right. Here's the goal. I want you to move with me. So right now, we're going to end up doing 10 jumping jacks right here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then take a breath in. Make your feet really wide. We're going to do a set of squats. You've got 10. Nice and easy. Go with me. Here we go. Stand up. Sit down. Stand up. Sit down. And then we're going to make it a little faster. Stand up. Sit down. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Here's your challenge. Down and hold it right here. 10, hold it. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stand up. Woo! Okay, this next one, you're going to go to a wall or come to the ground. We're going to do a set of push-ups. Remember, you can bring your knees down. Just do what you can do. Now, don't worry. If you can't keep up with me, it's all good. You're doing awesome. Okay, so we've got 10 push-ups. Here we go. Arms straight. Prepare with me. Take a deep breath in. We've got 10 right here. Bend. Down. 1. Down. 2. Down. 3. Down. 4. Down. 5. Down, 6, down, 7, down, 8, 9, down, 10, and stand up. Now I know what you're thinking. Angela, that is so easy. Okay, so sit down on your butt. And you're actually going to balance on your butt. So sitting on your butt, lift your feet off the ground. And you're going to take both of your hands to the right side of your body. Now twist and touch the left side of your body. If you need to put your feet down, you totally can. So here we go. We've got 10. That's going to go like this. Right side, left side. That's 1. Right side, left side, right side, left side. 3. Right side, left side. Left side, right side, right side, left side. Twist. Here we go. Here's 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Now here's your challenge. Pause in the middle and hold it right here for a count of 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That was 3 minutes long. So I have a feeling you could do that again. In fact, one of the best exercises ever is what's called a ladder. So we started with jumping jacks. We did 10 of them. Then we did squats. We did 10 of them. You did push-ups. You did 10 of them. And then you sat on your butt and you went from right to left, left to right, balancing on your butt. We did 10 of them. Next, can you do 9 of them? Start with the jumping jacks, the squats, the push-ups, and then the abs where you're sitting on your butt. And then you do 8, and then you do 7, and then you do 6, and you go all the way down the ladder. If you still want more of a challenge, do a pyramid where you go, you start up the ladder, you go down the ladder, and then you go right back up the ladder. That's called a pyramid. So this little workout would take you as short or as long as you need to. So we only did that one time. Just imagine every excuse you have about why you can't exercise was just taken away. You didn't need a single piece of equipment. You don't even need that much space. I did this in like 3 feet of space. So have a wonderful day and find excuses to get movement into your body. And I will talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.